I'm Jim Gravel from Kane Area Radio. And with me today, I have two members of a committee representing a partnership of organizations launching the Memorial Point Project on Alumni Weekend. Russ Counts, representing the Kane VFW Post 1132, and Ned Carger, a volunteer for the Kane Parks Commission. I'll start off by asking Ned, what is the Memorial Park Project?
Well, first, the Memorial Point is the eastern tip of Evergreen Park, which contains the monuments to our local veterans and those that have been killed in action. The Memorial Point Project is a partnership to raise funds to totally rebuild and revitalize Memorial Point at Evergreen Park. Our goal is to raise $180,000 so we can rebuild Memorial Point in time for Memorial Day services, which are held every year at Memorial Point, for next year, and to do a big rededication of the new Memorial Point next year on the 4th of July.
Okay, Russ, who is involved in the partnership?
Well, presently we have the Kane VFW, Post 1132, the Kane Borough, Kane Parks Commission, Kane Development Center, which consists of the Chamber, CARE, and KAIDC.
And why is this project important?
This project is not only important from a historical value, but from honoring our veterans and those killed in action. It shows gratitude to the Kane citizens, to our veterans, and it's also the gateway to Kane and Evergreen Park.
Ned, what is the history of Memorial Point?
So 100 years ago, the residents of Kane were celebrating the end of World War I, and they also formed a committee to plan to commemorate the service of our local veterans, and especially those who died while serving their country. By the next spring, they had already located a suitable granite boulder for a monument in Venango County. So this boulder was moved. They had to move it on several different rail lines before they could get it to Kane, and it didn't get to Kane until June 29th. So the big project then was to get it from the rail yards in Kane over to the eastern point of Evergreen Park, where they, through a lot of effort of a lot of people, they got it there by the 4th of July and had a brass plaque affixed on it bearing the names of all the servicemen who had died in service during World War I. And the monument was dedicated at a huge public service, which was held on July 4th of 1919, which was only 147 days after the war had ended. So then after that, after World War II and Korea, Vietnam, and other conflicts, additional memorials were added. In 1976, when the borough was planning their bicentennial celebration, that's when the point was officially designated as Evergreen Memorial Point by the Borough Council. And again, every year on Memorial Day, the services are held there by the local VFW post. And really, this is really sacred ground.
Russ, what's being designed for Memorial Point?
Well, this project's been going on for the last 4 or 5 years. It's been from conception to almost completion now. Dave Conklin, owner of the Kane Lawn and Garden, has worked on several designs over the past 4 or 5 years. With a lot of feedback from the VFW and the Kane Parks Commission, the current architectural design and plans are almost finished. We got a local graphic designer, Tracy Smith, is working on some artistic renderings that will bring the design to life. We hope to have these drawings completed pretty soon. And they will be, as soon as we have them done, they will be posted on our Facebook page. Just search for Memorial Point Kane PA on Facebook and you should be able to find all that information.
Ned, what activities has the Memorial Point project lined up so far?
Well, so far this launch that we're planning for Alumni Weekend is focused on getting the word out about the Memorial Point project and what it is. We've been working with the Kane Historic Preservation Society to search for newspaper articles and pictures about Memorial Point and trying to get some pictures of the original dedication in 1919. We plan on publishing some of those in the newspaper, and we'll post those to our Facebook page as well, which is being developed by Kate Kennedy at the Kane Development Center. At this point, we plan on having an informational booth set up during Alumni Weekend for Art in the Wilds. We'll be right at Memorial Point. And we're getting the word out to all the class reunions, and we'll be requesting some financial support from the classes.
And Russ, have any funds been raised already?
Well, when we started this project, I think quite a few people thought we were crazy. But I think we can raise this. And so far, the Kane Rotary Radio Auction has raised over $4,500. CARE made a $1,500 donation in 2018, and the VFW has committed $10,000 at this point, and we'll be fundraising through the VFW network of local posts and other generations. So, I mean, we're going to need a lot of point. $180,000 is a lot of money, but I think the people from Kane can help raise it. Donations are tax deductible and can be made to the VFW King David Post 1132 Memorial Point at Evergreen Park, care of Hamlin Bank, 34 Fraley Street, Kane, PA, 16735. Please visit our booth at Memorial Point during the Art and Wilds, and watch for the launch of our Facebook page with other information and artist drawings and plans for the new Memorial Point. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. For Russ Counts and Ned Carter, I'm Jim Greville from Kane Area Radio. I want to thank you for listening, and welcome home, alumni.